And welcome to the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Justin Cross. Folks, I am emotionally aroused to be here with you tonight. This is the Sarcastic News Show, the most trusted name in bullshit. Sarcastic News is the most trusted name in bullshit. And we're glad to be here with you tonight, joining you live from the Skid Row Studios in the heart of LA's independent ice cream vendor district. Talk about a great show, folks. It's going to be good. In the house tonight, SN regulars, the crack squad, as I like to call them. Across from me sitting here, Matt Sugar Mills.
Hey.
Matt Sugar Mills in the house. Jake the Snake Craney.
What's happening? Always good to be part of a crack squad.
I'm telling you, we call it a crack squad because we're a squad that's usually high on crack.
Yeah. Very, very accurate.
Or otherwise known as the Fill Your Crack Squad.
And sitting next to me, to my left, are you? You're our social media ninja, Michael Porter. Michael Lorenzo Porter in the house. Porter, is your mic on? I don't know if his mic's on. It's okay, because he's the social media guru. Okay. All right. While we're checking on... All right. So as we're checking on that...
Hey, guys.
Off to a good start.
There he is.
How's it going, Porter? Yes. I like it. We're working on some sound drops tonight, so that's a good one, man. Very well placed right there. Before we get going, though, I got Matt Nasty right here. I want to know... Matt Nasty, do you have the Sarcastic News gut reaction snap survey question of the evening here?
Yes. So, of course, this week we're going to be talking a lot about invading privacy. So here is our gut snap Sarcastic News reaction poll.
That was close.
Yeah.
You had some of the words there.
There's just too many in there. Okay. Is it okay for the government to obtain confidential phone records if it helps national security?
Okay. Okay. Before I want to get your guys' opinion on that. We're going to wait till the Circle Jerk session, which was formerly the Group Think session, but we've renamed it Circle Jerk for comedic purposes. Plus, we're actually going to jerk each other off. So it's a lot there to it. But
timing was great.
That's right. So you guys heard that one. Is it okay for the government to interfere and get government record or get phone records if it helps out on national security issues? Call in 800-893-9562, or you can live tweet us twitter.com/sarcasticnews1. Again, that's 800-893-9562. Porter's working the Twitter, the Twitter sphere. As Matt mentioned, tough week for the Obama administration, as it was dominated by a series of stories that included the IRS targeting conservative groups, the Justice Department digging into records of the Associated Press, and the discovery of the Obama administration that they amended talking points on the Benghazi situation. When asked to rate the series of events in an interview on a scale of 1 to 10, or 0 to 10, an Obama administration top level actually replied, quote, did you hear about that OJ's back in court? That one bombed. All right. Pretty bad week. Thank you. Delivers everything.
By the way, he gained a lot of weight. Like, I thought you were supposed to get like super thin in prison, but he's huge.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
He has a lot of power. I'm sure, you know, it's...
Do you think he's a top or bottom in prison? That's what I want to know.
I think he's a bear. I think that's what that's called.
He's a bear now?
He's in charge.
65. Now, pretty bad week, as we said, for the Obama administration. So bad that even former Secretary of State, or former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, called this. This is off to a great start. Donald Rumsfeld called the series of events, quote, a perfect storm. And Rumsfeld would know a thing or two, because that guy didn't have just a perfect storm. He had a perfect term. Like his whole time in office was just. And in fact, his advice to Obama was actually, quote, this is what he said. He said, just keep fucking up. He said, they won't know which thing to nail you on if you just keep fucking everything up. He went on to say that it's amazing when you fuck up as much as I did, because eventually all of your fuck ups actually create a diversion for other fuck ups. And by the way, did I mention that I, Donald Rumsfeld, know a thing or two about fucking up? I mean, when I have sex, I'm laying on my back and thrusting upward. That's a direct quote, guys. That's a direct quote from Don Rumsfeld right there, from Rummy.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
You don't have to do it. I mean, you don't have to do it on everyone. Just everyone that bombs, which so far is all of them. There we go.
I like that one.
That's nice. I'm in the country on that. I like that. It's like sounds of Missouri right there. Yeah. Some folks are worried that this can cloud various bills and initiatives during Obama's second term because it will only further dampen relations with congressional Republicans. Of course, that would assume that congressional Republicans would actually work with Democrats and Obama in the first place. The simple fact of the matter is there's a very high likelihood that by 2016, we're only going to see moderate changes in legislation that may include a watered-down immigration bill, an extremely mild augmentation to healthcare policy, and a task force on exotic postage stamps. Other than that, we're not going to see much change, folks. Why? Because we can't even pass a bill on background checks with 94% public support. And why can't we do that? Because even with a majority of congressmen ready to vote in favor of it, a minority is able to filibuster in fear of getting a negative rating by the NRA. Powerful lobbying groups are choking out Congress. All right. And Congress, it seems, likes it. And I don't know why this is. All right. Maybe Congress has daddy issues. All right. I mean, the founding fathers did quite a bit of getting after it, right? I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe for Congress, this is some sort of experimental phase. Maybe they're just sowing their oats. I don't know. But right now, Congress just doesn't have any self-respect. I think we can all agree on that. And getting choked out by the NRA is just one thing. You know, I just want to know what's next. Okay, what's next? Is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, are they going to start giving out prostate hand jobs in order to lower the blood alcohol level for a DUI from 0.08 to 0.05? Or maybe ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell, they're just going to strap it on, lube it up, and start really checking Congress's oil. I mean, it could be worse. Think about it. Think if some of these lobbying groups just joined forces. Like, what if the AARP and Big Pharma, they just combined efforts, right? Just to make one gigantic old cock. That's all I got. No, I don't want to get too graphic here, okay, guys? I don't want to get too graphic. All right, but just think about this. If the AARP and Big Pharma combine forces, maybe the cigarette lobby can get involved and just start handing out freebies every time Congress gets railed. By the way, if you want to send any complaints on tonight's monologue or grievances, please send them to the office of Mitch McConnell, P.O. Box 7546, Louisville, Kentucky. I'm sure his office will be quick to get back to you. What's going on, Porter?
Snake's playing with this little instrument over here. I don't know what, I think the previous
show.
There's
some sort of like 1930s style rat trap game sort of thing going on. I have no idea what it is.
Some sort of anal toy or something.
Wow.
I'm not really sure what that is.
I can see.
Yeah.
Mark Hamilman left that in here from his last appearance.
Oh, Gay Mark left that here?
what is that, Nick?
Like one of those, like, it's supposed to make like sounds. You slap them together and it's like one of those
do it. Do it, Mills. Yeah.
Like a clown prop.
Jesus.
No. Not like that.
What is that? You just break
noises
something?
And stuff.
Okay.
And that's enough.
All right.
Yeah.
That was great.
Like that. No, that was good. No, that's good. That's good radio.
Sarcastic news.
Getting after it. Now, before we get going too far, Snake, I want to go ahead and we have sponsors. We just got sponsors for tonight's show. Snake, go ahead and if you could hit us. Are you ready for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, who's our first sponsor?
Well, tonight's monologue was brought to you by Taco Fusion Restaurant in Tampa, Florida, serving up delicious lion meat tacos. Yes, you heard that right. Come for the roar. That's a lion coming out the back door.
There we go.
That's great.
Taco Fusion, guys. Now, remember, call us 800-893-9562 or join the conversation on twitter.com/sarcasticnews1. Porter's going to be taking dick pics. No, just regular pics. He's going to be taking pics all night.
Is there a difference?
We'll see how the night goes.
We're going to have a live conversation going on Twitter, and we want you guys to participate in our poll question. One more time, Matt Nassie, what's the poll question?
Is it okay for the government to obtain confidential phone records if it helps national security?
All right. Well, with that, we will be back in just a minute. We got a game coming up, and we're going to find out what the group thinks on that question. We'll be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show.
We know the fire away, some believers are.
are good. Those are really funny.
Because I got like new.
And we're back on the Sarcastic News Show. This one's a little looser than the other ones. If you've been following along, I clearly wrote that on the way over here. So,
well, as Bill O'Reilly says, you know,
we'll do it live. We'll do it live.
All right.
Good work, Millsy. Good work on the sound drops. I mean, that's carrying the show so far. The sound drops. Michael Border, could you hit us with what are our poll results right now on the survey?
Okay, so currently our poll question is looking like this, and again, it is it okay for the government to obtain confidential phone records if it helps national security? Right now we're looking at 40% no and 67% yes.
So wait, I'm sorry?
It's 107%.
All right.
Yeah, participation is just through the roof. So. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Awesome.
You're not making those numbers up at all, are you?
No.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on that bit. All right, and Matt Nassi, you have headlines from the Huffington Post. Now, we love the Huffington Post, right?
We do, yeah.
All right, tell us some recent headlines.
All right.
The news hour.
Let's see what we got here. Okay, so... All right, so we have EPA regulations could face Supreme Court challenge. You know, a lot of people are talking about regulations and the right saying we need less of them and the left is saying we need more of them. So that's something that's going on.
Okay.
Tornado kills 6 in a Texas neighborhood. A little bit of traffic.
Yeah, that's
news.
Serious stuff,
And then, breaking news just from today. A painting of B. Arthur naked sells for $1.9 million.
Wow.
Wait, really?
So you guys missed out. Yeah.
It's a serious headline.
That is. That actually happened today.
Who bought that?
Let's find out. I believe it was anonymous. George W. Bush, actually.
Oh,
he painted
goodness.
That. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It was a painting by John Curran. Mm-hmm. Sells for $1.9 million and they have a photo here, unfortunately.
I have morbid curiosity. I'm going to slide over and check.
Of course you are. Wow. Look how it slowly loads. Mm-hmm. It's teasing.
We got a caller. We got a caller. Are we, all right, put him through. Pipe him through.
All right.
All right, caller. Who do we have?
It's Clark.
Clark Rosenzweig. Wait, I shouldn't know your last name.
Clark.
How would you? No, I'm a random caller.
Now, Clark, were you the one who bought, we're still trying to figure out right now, who bought the portrait of B. Arthur?
This should have been the poll question for today.
I didn't buy it, but I was the one who painted it. But I go under a pseudonym.
You've got beautiful brush strokes, my friend.
Yeah. Sagging breast strokes.
I worked on it a long time. I felt like I had done a great job in capturing exactly what B. Arthur's breasts would look like.
And what do they look? Are they very pointing? Like are the? I picture them.
Well,
maybe,
they're bigger than you'd think.
Like pillows, huh?
Yeah. Those areolas are pretty big.
Now, Clark, I want to ask you about the poll question. Is it okay for the government to interfere by, you know, pulling phone records, even the Alberto Gonzalez stuff where you're listening to calls here? Is that okay if it helps helps national security?
I watched a lot of 24 back in the day, so I think that we should do anything to stop terrorism. If that means murdering everyone in America to keep one man safe, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, no. Now, is that just because you're in Dallas, right? So is that just the Texas in you right there?
Yeah, that's it. Ever since I got here, I've believed more and more that our government should be murdering citizens in order to save others.
Oh, man. Well, tell us a little bit about Texas. I mean, how do you like it? You know, Clark used to work with us on the Niche Players podcast. Wildly popular.
That's right. Everyone listening now knows it.
We had tens of listeners. Tell us about Texas, though. What do you like most about Texas?
Cheap. Easy to live here. It costs like nothing.
I thought you said Jesus.
It's Jesus. I love Jesus. And he's the best part of Texas. It's cheap to live here, and it's nice. You get most of the same things that you would get in a city that I think is more highly regarded. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't get an ocean.
Right.
That I miss. it's kind of a bummer. I don't know. I like Texas. It's good.
Let me ask you a little bit. I want to ask you about the issues tonight. You know, obviously it was a rough week for the Obama administration. You know, out of the IRS targeting conservative groups, the Justice Department digging through Associated Press records, and the discovery of minted talking points in the Benghazi situation. Which one do you think hurts this administration the most? Which one stays longer with them?
I feel like the IRS thing is going to hang with them. I feel like people, not people, I feel like Republicans have made a great effort to keep Benghazi alive, and I feel like that conversation should be over. It should basically be, oops, we made a mistake. It was not great. We're fixing it. And, like, we're doing the best we can there. I think with the IRS thing, it's kind of surprising that something like that could be going on and go unnoticed for such a long time. And I feel like it just looks so bad.
Mm-hmm. Has the Obama administration, how have they reacted so far, in your opinion, to the IRS situation? I mean, Obama was asked a question, hey, when did you find out about this? And his answer was the day that you guys did, talking about the press corps. I mean,
yeah.
Which is worse, the crime or the explanation, I guess, afterwards?
I think the crime. You know, it's, look, he's the president of the United States, so I'm sure he's got plenty of things to keep him busy all the time, and I doubt that he's, you know, carefully checking over the work of every department under him. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he didn't know about something like this, I don't really think is a reflection on his ability to be president. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's the kind of thing that in politics people are going to love, because it's really easy to point to it and say, this is incompetence. You know, he should have been aware that this was going on, and, you know, look at the terrible partisan thing that, you know, his government has done. When the reality of it is, you know, it's probably a relatively small number of individuals mm-hmm. who, you know.
I think if you're going to make a mistake and you're in politics, you need to do a dick pic, because it seems like everybody who does a dick pic, or they run away and then, you know, remarry their mistress, seems to get elected again in a higher position than they formerly were, you know?
It's way easier to come back from a sex scandal, I think, because, like, people, first of all, like, everyone dials into the sex scandal and they're like, ooh, he shouldn't have done that, but it was awesome to read about.
Yeah, exactly.
So they, like, they put you on the, you know, on the back burner for, like, a year or two, and then they're like, welcome back. More dick pics, please.
That's right. Dude, and Wiener's packing heat, so I'm hoping that I get more out of him when he's the mayor of NYC. So,
yeah, he's got a great big old B. Arthur on him.
Clarky Rosenzweig joining us via the Jack and the
Coming full circle.
What's that?
It's coming full circle.
It's true.
You just heard coming and you just tuned out across, didn't you?
Callback. I did. That's Clark Rosenzweig joining us via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Clark, thank you for calling in. Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts about Texas, about Obama, about B. Arthur?
Honestly, I'm just thinking about that hot mess burger now. I wish you hadn't put that in my head.
You're a vegetarian, though, aren't you? Are you still a vegetarian?
I am. I'm still a vegetarian.
But you're also still a hot mess. So.
Still a hot mess. Yeah, I can be a burger and a vegetarian.
Boom! What do you think about those sound drops?
That's killing with our live audience here.
Yeah, right. Clarky, thanks for calling in tonight, and we look forward for you joining us here in the near future.
Thank you. I look forward to it myself. Good luck, guys.
Godspeed. Thank you. Clark Rosenzweig right there joining us.
He's like a smart man.
He is. A Harvard graduate, a Jack in the Box hot mess phone line caller. I think those two go together. Now, we do have to get to the group thing in just a few minutes, but before we get going here, Jake the Snake, you got a game for us?
I do have a game. Would you guys like to play it?
Yes.
I got an idea. Let's do this. Let's cut to a quick commercial.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll tease you. Give us a teaser. All right.
Okay, so basically this game is This Day in History. We're going to give you five questions, three choices mm-hmm. on events that happened on May 16th in the past.
All right. All right, we got that coming up. We'll be right back. Call us if you have anybody else want to weigh in on the poll question tonight. 800-893-9562. You're listening to The Sarcastic News Show.
Carl W. From the wall to the door, what you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown LA, Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
All right, and we're back. I feel like we're coming back in a very abrupt way. Mm-hmm. And we're back. Oh, fuck. We're all like scrambling. Oh, get your headphones on. Put the beers down.
Jesus.
Getting carried away on that sound drop, yeah, aren't
really
you?
Really jumpy with that.
There we go. Did you smoke pot before you came? No. Are you high right now? All right.
So do we, the music.
Is it the Sarcastic News History Game? Is that what we're calling it?
Sure.
All right. That's an innovative title right there. Say, Cranny, take it away with the Sarcastic News History Game. It's intrepid right there.
All right. This day in history brought to you by guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, but guns make it incredibly easy. All right, this day in history, Sarcastic Circle Jerk Edition. 5 questions, 3 choices, winner take all. And by all, I mean you get a firm handshake after if you win. All right, question number 1. Go ahead and write your answers down. We'll go through all the questions, then we'll tally them up. Okay. Question 1, on this day, May 16th, 1868, this president narrowly escaped being impeached. Was it A, James Buchanan, B, Andrew Johnson, or C, Rutherford B. Hayes?
Ooh.
Okay.
I know that one.
All right. Now, if you're at home, you can play right now with us. You can play with us. Now, Clark, if you're still there, if you're still listening, I want you to go ahead and take notes on this. Come up with some answers and then call us back in. That's how we communicate to our guests.
Question 2. This day in 1929 marked the very first of which of these awards ceremonies? A, Golden Globe Awards, B, Academy Awards, C, Emmy Awards.
What year was this?
1929.
Oh, it's Emmys.
All right.
Question 3. On this day in 1975, which of the following occurred? A, an American woman became the first woman to have the number one song and number one album in the country at the same time. B, a Japanese woman became the first woman to climb Mount Everest. C, a German woman became the first female millionaire who achieved her fortune in the porn industry.
What was the year again?
1975.
And what was A?
An American
woman.
You were
that guy in school.
And what was,
I'm going to get it right,
give me all the questions again.
What was the answer again? What was the answer?
Yeah, what was the answer?
An American woman became the first woman to have the number one song and number one album in the country at the same time. Answer's locked in, everybody? All right, question 4. On this day in 1965, which popular food item was introduced? A, Chex Mix. B, Ritz Crackers. C, SpaghettiOs.
Ooh.
When was this? Wow. What year?
65.
I love all of those.
I know.
Ugh.
Tough. You okay, Porter?
Last question.
And
question 5.
Potentially high. Yeah.
Question 5. The toughest question of them all, unless you are a celebrity birthday scholar, in which case I feel badly for how you spend your time. Which of the following people was not born on May 16th? Not born on May 16th. So 2 of these were, 1 of them was not. A, Pierce Brosnan. B, Wee Man from Jackass. Or C, Bob Saget.
Which one was not?
Which one was not born on May 16th?
I'm going to go. Okay. All right. And now I just want to, we're going to have a, I'm sure we have a sound drop we can play here for a minute while we wait for all of our callers to call in.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
Yeah, Nick, just go ahead and play.
Yeah, go ahead and play a little waiting game here while we pass in our notes. Everybody sign. I don't want to get confused with Porter, okay?
No. I'm going to sign mine at the bottom, so.
Go ahead and sign your scorecards right now. We're waiting. Clark Rosenswag, if you want to call in. Josh and Austin. Call in Josh and Austin if you'd like. Jim and...
I know we got got some East Coast. We got some East Coast callers.
Jim in Santa Fe Springs. Yeah, we got some East Coast callers. Yeah. Matt Nassar's friend calling.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sean McKinn in Boston and Patrick Long in Maine.
Sean Keen and Patrick Long.
McKinn.
We got a caller. Okay, who's on the line?
I think you know who's on the line.
joining us via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Clark in Dallas on the phone line. Now, you were playing along with us on the Sarcastic News History Game. Is that right, Clark?
Of course I was playing along.
Okay, and you do have the power of the internet behind you. You also have the power of being a Harvard graduate.
I'm only going to use my second power.
All right. So, Jake the Snake, you ready to take it away?
I'm ready to take it away. Question number one. This day in May 16th, 1868, this president narrowly escaped being impeached. The correct answer was B. Andrew Johnson.
Yes. Oh, crap.
What did I say?
You said...
Who got that right? Let's just go who got that right.
Mills.
The college history major got that right.
Wow.
Cross, you actually got that right, too.
Oh, did I? Oh,
you did.
I knew that.
And Porter did. College. Wait a minute. No, you all got that right.
I got that right?
Wait.
No, Porter, you didn't get that right.
Wait. Clark, what did you get? What did you say on that?
I also said Andrew Johnson, the original hot mess.
All right.
Question two. This day in 1929 marked the very first of which of these awards ceremonies? Correct answer was the Academy Awards.
Yes.
Awards. No, Snake.
So everybody got that right except for Jessup Cross.
Okay. Now, Clark, we got to get Clark's answer in before you read the answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clark. What did you have?
I had the Academy Award.
Oh, that's convenient.
It wasn't invented by then, so it couldn't be the Emmys.
TV was in, 1947, not 1930.
Harvard. Damn, you and your Harvardness.
Harvard.
Sorry.
Harvard Ossity.
Okay, Harvard.
Boom.
Question three. On this day in 1975, which of the following occurred? Clark, what did you put?
I put answer A.
You put answer A? Correct answer was B. A Japanese woman became the first woman to climb Mount Everest.
I thought that might have been it.
I thought it was the porn one.
Nobody got that right.
Really?
I thought it was the porn one, too.
Yeah. You guys thought it was porn?
I thought it was Deep Throat.
I thought it was like Donna Summer or something like that.
I'm on a kick with the porn stuff tonight.
Question?
I didn't put the porn one, but I secretly wanted it to be that.
Yes.
I think we all did.
Is that from a Jerry Springer episode right there? Where'd you get that sound drop from?
Question four, this day in 1965, which popular food item was introduced? Clarky, what do you got?
I got C.
C, SpaghettiOs.
Wrong.
And that is correct.
Yes.
Everybody got that right. Woo. Except for Porter.
Suck it, Porter.
Those weren't invented in like the
90s? 65, Porter.
I didn't like this game.
This show's turning into Jim Rome.
Yeah. Question five, the toughest question of them all.
Wait, what's our score at right now? What are we at?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I just tallied who won. Question five, who was not born on this day in history? Pierce Brosnan, Wee Man, or Bob Saget? Clark, who did you guess?
I said Pierce Brosnan.
That's actually interesting because all four of you said Pierce Brosnan and all four of you were incorrect. Pierce Brosnan was born on this day.
Was it Bob?
Correct answer, Bob Saget.
Oh.
Bob Saget.
So,
wow.
Clark, how many did you get out of five?
Three.
You got three correct out of five, tying you with our co-champion, Matt Sugar Mills.
Matt Sugar Mills, Clark Rose's winner. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Good job, guys.
Fantastic.
Clark, you get a virtual over-the-radio handshake from myself.
Oh, I'm imagining what that hand feels like right now.
Nice and firm.
I'll send you a headshot.
Weirdly sweaty.
Hey, Clark, are you ever coming home?
Maybe.
We want you back here. Clarky. We want you bad. We want that hairy, hairy body of yours. We want that now.
Everybody wants this hairy body. Not every steak can have it.
Well, Clarky, if you want to stick around, we got a circle jerk coming up next. That's where I know it's virtual circle jerk, but if you want to hang on the line, we will be right back. You gonna stick with us?
Yeah, I'll stick with you.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll be right back. Dial in, contribute to the circle jerk, 800-893-9562. Join us on Twitter, Sarcastic News, twitter.com/SarcasticNews1. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Show.
the girls away. It's just a name, a name, a name, a name. What's in a name? You were sleeping by the time I found you there. I said it's a shame we gotta cut off all that hair. But it's alright. Middle school, writing our names on the side of the public pool. Let you go sit flat on a sleepless night. We were alive.
All right, and we're back on the Sarcastic News Show. Joining us, we will be joined in just a few minutes by Corey Hill. Corey Hill, the Sarcastic News contributor, Corey Hill. Corey, I apologize. We're not as... There we go. That's a beer crack. Very professional.
That is not a sound drop.
Well, as long as everybody's live. Doing it. Yeah. Might as well just get that out of the way.
And hopefully at home you're joining in too.
Yeah, yep, yep.
That's the kind of atmosphere we want here at the Sarcastic News
We want you
show.
Hammered listening to this podcast.
Yes.
This show is falling apart, folks. Falling off of the seams. Clark, you're still on the line with us?
I'm still with you.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to get into it, and Corey, feel free to call in. I'm sorry we're slacking a little tonight on our prep. So, but give us a call in to the Sarcastic News Show. First question tonight, guys. I want to know, first of all, we talked about all the different stuff that happened this week. The three major issues: IRS targeting conservative groups, the editing of administration talking points in Benghazi, and the Justice Department deciding to eavesdrop on the Associated Press. Out of these issues, guys, which do you think sticks around to haunt Obama the most? I'm going to go ahead and start directly across from me, Matt Sugar Mills.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I don't think any of them. I don't know if there's really any crazy scandals with any of these. I think they're just being used for political hay, for political gain, for headlines. I think really what it comes down to is that this administration wanted to be a little bit more transparent, and that was sort of their whole MO. Mm-hmm. And now they're sort of getting caught in saying, well, you know what? Unfortunately, there is some shady shit going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Yeah. And so it's kind of, the scandal is, or if you want to call it a scandal, the controversy is that it looks more like it's hypocritical than anything else.
Snake Cranny, which one sticks out the most in your opinion?
I kind of tend to agree with Matt, but I think they're not entirely big picture sort of things, but the IRS thing, definitely... It's not gonna shine a very positive light on things.
Porter, chime in here. Which one do you have an opinion here? IRS, Benghazi. Which one sticks out to you the most here?
I mean, I think it's the one everyday people are most concerned about. It's the IRS issue. I don't know how much it'll linger. We talked about George Bush a couple weeks ago, and I think time has a way of smoothing these things over. People forget.
I would argue that people don't know how to pronounce Benghazi very well, so I feel like that.
Yeah, so they're just going to not really care.
I mean, in fairness, it's a lot of consonants.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
And there's that burning truck. Yeah. That burning truck does not go away. I don't know if you guys know, but the only thing I know about Benghazi is there's just a truck always on fire there. So.
No, but you know what, Porter, you bring up a good point. It's really about what's going to resonate with, and Clark, you were saying about this, what's going to resonate with the public, and I don't know if any of this is really going to affect anyone directly or if they care in the long term of things. It's not anything that's juicy like a sex scandal with Clinton.
Clark, go ahead and chime in on this first. Does this affect Obama's second term in really getting stuff passed through Congress? Or does it really, he had enough trouble the first go around with Congress and there wasn't something like this, but do you think this really affects his second term as far as Republicans working with him in Congress?
I don't think so, because they've already chosen to not work with him in Congress. So, they've made that clear enough, I think, just over the past couple of months, when they decided not to do any gun legislation, despite the fact that there was like 90% of Americans who were pushing for stronger background checks, I think that sends a clear signal that they're not doing his agenda. So the fact that they now can hide behind these things probably just makes it easier for them to do exactly what they were going to do anyway.
I feel like when they meet for him, like, you know, like a formal dinner, they're just like, hey, how's it going? Like, they shake his hand and they walk away and just crop dust him. Like, I feel like that's, like, that's really, they don't give a shit, you know?
John Boehner's love of burritos is well known throughout Congress. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had a tiger burrito, actually. Or a lion burrito. It was
a lion meat taco. Right. Yeah.
Can you flash out our sponsor one more time, Snickers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this sarcastic news circle jerk is brought to you by Taco Fusion Restaurant in Tampa, Florida, serving up delicious lion meat tacos. Come for the roar. That's a lion coming out the back door.
There we go. That's right. Matt Sugar Mills, how will these three stories this week affect Obama's second term? Do you think, Congress working with him, do you think it's going to slow anything down?
No, I think Clark was getting on to it. You know, the people in Congress live in such a bubble where they don't know really what's important to the American people. Mm-hmm. And I think especially on the right, where they just had this steel resolve to disagree with everything Obama said. I mean, today was the 37th time that they voted to repeal Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And one funny thing that I saw on Twitter was Daryl Issos, actually a California congressman. He said, you know, hashtag, what is Obamacare in three words? You know, what does it mean? He was trying to get some response, and the White House tweeted back, it's the law. Those are the three words, meaning it's not going away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think regardless of what this is going to do is it's just
the White House Twitter feed is extremely sarcastic. It
sounds
like.
That's right.
That's what that is.
They retweet us a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
So, you know, I think it's just going to give them a little bit more fodder to say everything you're doing is wrong. And I talked to Michelle Bachmann says, I talk to people every single weekend that says, why haven't you impeached Obama?
Yeah.
Okay. The people
Michelle Bachmann talked to are all in her head.
And I don't, you know, bringing up Michelle Bachmann, we're kind of going off subject a little bit. I want to get back before we get out of here. I want to definitely go back to our sarcastic news gut reaction snap survey question. But Michelle Bachmann, when Minnesota passed gay marriage this past week, 12th state to do it, and
Dirty Dozen.
I'm very excited about that. Michelle Bachmann actually said she threatened to move out of the state because of this, which I thought was, I mean, if you live in Minnesota, that is awesome. Like, you want that to happen. But, yeah, where
is she going to go, though? I mean,
North Dakota, maybe? I don't know. Is that?
Yeah.
North Dakota, Idaho, maybe?
Yeah.
She would actually double the population of North Dakota by going there. I think she'd fit in well with the other resident.
Yeah. She would immediately become the other senator.
Yes.
I can't help, but I know this maybe sound a little sexist, but I cannot help compare Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin. Which one of these two ladies, Jake the Snake, do you love more, Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin?
Oh man, that's a crazy. It's the classic craziness versus stupidity argument. I don't know which to choose.
Yeah.
I want to hit both equally with a baseball bat.
Wow.
I think you go crazy. Crazy is always fun, right?
I don't know.
In my experience.
Crazy's
great.
Which one's crazier
to
you, Clark?
Which one does Jake the Snake get to use his bat fetish on?
You know, I'm going way off subject here, but this past week I read this article of a comedian who was talking about, we thought about talking about this earlier, but Clark, go ahead and you've done some comedy, and I think you have a good opinion on this. I want to get all your guys' opinions on this, but she was saying that, you know, there's certain jokes basically that are over the line. Of course, she referenced Daniel Tosh and his like the jokes he did about rape. She talked about a lot of different jokes that are against anti-women, if you will. But, you know, it's one of those things when in comedy, it's just hard to have rules, in my opinion. But what do you think about that, Clark? Do you think that there should be a line? What's going on there?
I don't personally believe that there should be a line, but I think the line is, was this funny? And if the answer is no, then it's probably offensive.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to you. So, like, I feel like you're allowed to say whatever you want, but it has to at least be well thought out and funny, and you get away with it in that situation. But I think if it's not funny, then everyone's like, well, that was a terrible joke, and now we're also going to call you out for being a misogynist or a racist or whatever.
Yeah. But at the same time, everybody's definition of funny is different, so there could be hundreds of people that think it's something's funny, but you think it's offensive.
Right, so I think what Clark's saying, you know, I mean, does he mean, you know, if it's popular enough, do enough people think it's funny? Because if two people think it's funny, right?
I think you can also get...
True. Yeah. Maybe this is a popularity contest.
But I think you can also get to a point where sometimes a joke can be offensive, but if it's trying to point out... Sometimes it can be offensive because it's uncovering an uncomfortable truth, or it's trying to say something. And I think, Jake, to what you're saying, it's... Or Clark, if you were just saying, forgive me, whoever was just making the point that, you know, if it's a funny joke, that's really what's going to matter. But at the same time, it's sort of who's it going to be for, or what's the point of the joke?
I think that's a great point. Yeah, I think that's probably what I was getting at more than anything, is that if it's well thought out, if it's something that does reveal a truth, no matter how ugly that truth is,
yeah,
I think that it's okay to say that. I think if it's a misguided... terrible joke with no basis in reality, then yeah.
I mean, any Sarah Palin joke is funny because they're all about her being stupid and all of this. But I mean, she's proven she's earned that. She's earned those kinds of jokes.
She's worked hard to be called stupid.
Right, exactly. You know, and so it's that comes from a point of being fair, in my for lack of a better word.
Right. Right, we had actually, part of this comes up. My brother was in town, and I made a joke, and I have a gay brother, and I made a joke last week about Delaware. Delaware became the 11th state to legalize gay marriage, and I said, you know, to celebrate, Joe Biden's going to be driving around in a VW Cabriolet.
Cabriolet.
Wearing assless chaps. Funny joke, right? And... he thought that was easy, you know? He's like, that's not funny. Like, but he got, you know, we went back and forth on this, and it was this whole thing about being offended by it, and I thought, you know what, that's, I don't know. I mean, now, easy, maybe so, and certainly, like, you know, and it's not really, like, a big surprise punchline, I guess, if you're in, you know,
if you're in that community.
If you're in that community, right. But at the same time, like, I wasn't being offensive or anything.
No,
like
I don't think I'm that's wearing offensive. Assless chaps right now in the studio, and I thought it was hilarious.
And to top that, and I don't know if you're a congressional Republican, but you just cropped us in this whole room right there.
So you're damn right, I did.
One thing, it's 95 degrees in here, but you had to freaking.
It's really fucking hot.
You should cue the fart drop noise in that one. That's
where it came. That's where it should have came in.
You made him gun shy on these noises.
No,
there we go. You made him gun shy. You told him during the break. He's like, we're doing too many drops. Like, this is experiment.
I know, yeah.
You just have a keyboard filled with fart sounds? Is that what's going on?
That's all
pretty
it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, back off, okay? You know?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I love that line. You won't come after somebody. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Coming back real quick, I want to come back to our big topic of the evening, our big... SN gut reaction snap survey question of the night. Is it okay for the government to obtain confidential phone records or eavesdrop if it truly helps national security? Matt Sugar Mills, is it okay for the government to do that?
I think in the case of what the Justice Department is saying that they used it for, yeah. If it's going to lead to national security leaks... especially in this age where everybody can hack in, or anybody can hack in and get information that'll put us in danger, then...
You think it's okay? What'd you think about this? On the flip side of that, you got Alberto Gonzalez wiretapping phone calls.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's ridiculous. There is a line of paranoia that I don't think should be crossed. I think there are exceptions, but I think it's a case-by-case basis.
Clark, you want to weigh on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be fine as long as it's Joe Biden personally taking the records in Atlas Chap.
I like this. We're really running with the Joe Biden one. I hope Jeff's listening right now. Jake the Snake Karani, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that ultimately it is. It's one of those do the ends justify the means type of argument. Yeah. And you know, if ultimately it leads to better national security, then yes. And the people that are getting upset about it are just going to have to deal with it. I mean, it's kind of like would you, if you're a business owner, would you fire an employee who's doing nothing wrong if you knew that that would make your company successful? I mean, I know it doesn't quite translate, but it's kind of the same conundrum there.
Right, right. Michael Porter, what do you got?
I don't know. I think national security is becoming a really kind of a broad term. You know, they could kind of throw that out there for, you know, many different things. So it could come
up. It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a really bad one, actually. And no, that's National Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
They're awful.
Bill is trying
to
tell me something.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like they could kind of throw that out there for anything. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's something we don't really have a big say on anyway. So I guess we'll just kind of see how it goes. I'm not really for it. But it's just one of those things. It's kind of happening without our say-so.
I actually wiretap Michael Porter's phone lines every night. It's incredibly interesting.
And you're still my friend.
But yeah. Do you have to pay for the 900 number fee as well by doing that?
It's mostly illicit numbers, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, guys, thank you. Clark Rosenzweig from Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we get you back next week. Are you available to come back next week?
Maybe. I think so.
All right, good. I'm firing everybody in the room.
I'll check my schedule.
It's going to be you and me one-on-one.
We'll never speak to him again.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck that. Clark Rosenzweig from Dallas, Texas. Thank you for joining us. This is the Sarcastic News Show, guys. We will be right back. Or we won't.
Oh, no.
Here on the Sarcastic News Show. Before we head out of here, we're going to do a couple news updates. Michael Porter, what are the basketball scores looking like right now?
Currently, we've got San Antonio up on the Warriors, 33-25 with about 6.5 to go. Knicks stayed alive. They beat the Pacers, and they forced a game 6 back in Indiana.
Fantastic. Wow. All right. And Matt Nassi, you've got some Huffington Post headlines.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. All right. So this woman saved 2,500 children from the Holocaust. I don't know who they're mean. But again, these are just headlines from Twitter. So, no. Of course, they're a little vague. They want some click-throughs. Another keeping on the sports theme, we have soccer legend David Beckham to retire.
Well, that's kind of big news.
You know, I mean, biggest worldwide athlete retiring. Yeah. All right.
From like underwear modeling or like what's he retiring from exactly? He hasn't been playing soccer.
I think as they call it, it's everywhere else football.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Football.
All right.
And then now what we have is a man arrested for DUI on a lawnmower.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I don't know if you got wind of this, Mills, but NASCAR legend Dick Trickle committed suicide about an hour ago. Or it was reported an hour ago.
Wait, really?
It's a true story. Yeah.
Who is Dick Trickle?
He was a NASCAR racer.
What's NASCAR?
Wait, did that really happen? That's
crazy.
Oh.
He's 71. So
okay, I thought you were referring to a Days of Thunder movie character.
That's a real man.
Yeah. I was like, Tom Cruise's character died. Yeah. I guess that's nothing to joke about, but okay.
His name's great though.
All right, and then we also have a man claims Doritos Locos Taco idea was stolen from him. Wow. This is the breaking news coming from Huffington
Post. That was my idea.
That was good stuff.
Oh. Jake. The man is revealed right here. Yeah.
Snake, do we have any more? I think we're missing one.
Yeah,
of our sponsors.
We actually have one more sponsor for tonight's show. It's an overall sponsor for the entire program. We'd like to thank them very much. Mm-hmm. And the entire sarcastic news broadcast tonight has been brought to you by Mumford & Sons. Folky acoustic rock shoved in your face 23 hours a day. Mumford & Sons.
What's the other hour?
When you sleep.
I want to read a quick tweet from Josh Blake, or at J Blake, at Sarcastic News 1, on the survey, this SN Gut Reaction Snap survey question. Is it okay for the government to obtain confidential phone records if it helps national security? Yes, period. Absolutely yes, period. Same with torture.
Wow.
Same, yeah, yeah. Which, you know, another topic of the week, talking about Guantanamo Bay. So well, guys, thank you so much for participating in tonight's show. I just want to say this is our seventh show that we've done here in the Skid Row Studios, again in the heart of LA's crack ho district. And you know, what do you got for me, Steve?
I was just gonna go out on a limb and say that this has been one of the seven best shows that we've ever done.
I know, and we've got great partners. As we mentioned, I didn't actually a very good partner of ours, GrandSparklers.com. GrandSparklers.com. We got 4th of July coming up. Go buy some sparklers. Go buy some bottle rockets. It's going to be crazy. To all of our sponsors, Snake, one more time, real quick. We've got just name the names of the sponsors.
We've got Taco Fusion Restaurant in Tampa, Florida, the band Mumford & Sons, mm-hmm. and Guns.
Perfect.
Thanks, Guns.
That's right.
Thank you, Guns.
And guys, we want you to download the show on iTunes. Look for Sarcastic News in iTunes. You can also give it up to Nick, by the way. Big round of applause to Nick in the back.
I was hoping you were going to do the fart noise.
He's basking in the...
Yeah, give him the fart noise.
Nick's
had some chimichangas.
Oh, excuse me. Got the munchies.
Our highest brow show Nick. We've ever done. Seriously, I feel like this whole show is like...
Justin.
Good Lord.
It's like, hey, let's work out sound drops and try to plug as much crap as we can with no substance. No substance whatsoever.
I thought our circle jerk had a lot of substance.
Yeah, definitely. I like how, by the way, one of the best parts about the whole show, though, I mentioned Jack in the Box hot mess phone line. And I remember the second time I said that, I saw Nick walk in the back. I couldn't see where he was, but I just see him coming back with like a half eaten hamburger. And I was like, all of a sudden that triggered something in his brain. He's like, yeah, hot mess, baby.
Hot mess.
All right. Well, that's our show. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/sarcasticnews1, facebook.com/sarcasticnews1. Check out Skid Row Studios. Great website. Great people who work here. For Michael Porter, Jake the Snake Cranny, Matt Mills, my name is Justin Cross. This is the Sarcastic News Show. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
See, I've been here for 28 years. Patterns red beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.